thought about then the wolf in the trap, and the fox come up, and then he said, "Wolf Ring went up there." He said, "I'm going to tell him a regular story, our language today." So. Then I tell him, "He's come back with two talots." He said, "But I had to go. Knocked all cool, started to love, so we not clue." So. "But I had to go." Go on, you go, turn on, hush, but when it's an equal, you go right in there. You get killed. Because I did that, yeah. Then I saw the anti-cock, there's no that's Wolfing get caught now. Because he tell me, it's fresh smoke come down right away. I go home and I go and I get the car seat out. 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 What can you talk about business? I'm going to go to the house. Big song. Sela you to Sela Antigonia. Sela you to Sela Antigonia. Sela Antigonia. Have a hoot at the hoye. You ute no tarak no Sela Antigonia. Sela you to Sela Antigonia. That's make song first. He said that she called that wolf in his uncle. Make that song first. Then that porcupine make song too. And Martin too, but I can't remember it. That's his song. Yeah, I remember, but I couldn't really get it. My truth is from.
It's Martin's song.
Yeah, that's Martin's song. Yeah. Song, then. They just have a pot glass for it. It's just like the person died. He's boss, you know. Wolverine was boss.
So when Wolverine died, they had potlatch?
Huh?
When Wolverine died, they had potlatch?
Yeah. Yeah. And used to sing that he, when he tell the story, he just sing all the 3-4 song. Yeah. But just some of them, that's what I couldn't have them right. I don't make song in that pop song though. Yeah, they have big potlatch in there, they say. Big potlatch for Wolverine. Now we got Ulala Kagat. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are Latin and the Lakagat both. It's going to be 1909 now. Good. Fall of 1908, I went to school. But we start again 1909. A little bigger, not too much though. I was not tall when I was growing. Just like some of these, my grandsons down here. They'll stay that tall till they're about 13 or 14. And all of a sudden we stretch, you know. But that time we start from here.
Okay.
Yeah, like I had, or a lot now. This trail almost will tell where we're going, all right? Now, where's our battles? Here, you help me, you got good eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're up here, right? Mm-hmm. But we follow the river mostly.
Mm-hmm. See? All the kayak?
From here. There's hardly any portage yet. Although there was one straight across where Bob Yukon carried mail. But it's not open all the time, see? Once this way and once this way in a month, that's what they do. Every 2 weeks.
Went back and forth between the places.
So, we follow the river. We go up here, where we call Little Portage right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's our first camp. And man, I was tired. You know, I thought that's really a long way, about 6 miles. But that long walk, you know. My load is tent and stove pipe. To get camp ready when I get there, you know. What I was doing, well, I was traveling. They just say it on purpose, you know. So I'll have to keep up next day. But my one dog can go only so fast too, you see. They took lots of chance when they leave me like that, you know. Mother always worry about me. But anyway, she want me to learn too.
How old were you then, Oscar? How old were you then?
Me? I was 99. Going to be 8 that next spring. See? And there we go, a little below Henshaw. I remember that, because third day we come to village of South Park, where Big Joey came from, descent, Kathleen and Big Joey. You follow it?
There's Henshaw right there, yeah.
We never camp with the people. You know, the language, two different language, hard to understand. Talk and laugh and that's all. You can't tell them what we really need or something, you know. We could make motion, all right. And from there it took us another 4 days, I think it was, to Battles. So we stopped there. Father had to build snowshoes and get what he needed for the trip. That's how he got money. He don't work for a white man, but he built snowshoes. And snowshoes is in demand all the time, even right now today. But twice battles, we took a rest. Yeah. That's a long way already, you see. Mostly by the river, that's how we go up. But from Cairn, I know we make portage here some way. Because I remember we come to Steamboat that winter there, you know. We hear that man chopping wood chopper. We cut across for that one. He was kind man. Go up to one of them, I think it was kitchen of the boat. Put dishes out and fill them up with beans, you know. I'm the only one I think eat beans. My parents don't eat much of that, but they drink lots of tea. I like that beans me. He talk and I don't know. I didn't learn much yet at that time. I could say yes or no, right? We went up a little ways in camp. He told us so many miles to battles. We can only make so many miles a day. Even it's a long day now, you know, like now. It must have been about February that time when we start. So, from there, we head for Coalfoot next. And start battles. Battles now, we're there. It was way up there someplace. Look at this lake, Sandler Lake.
There's Wiseman. Coalfoot right there.
Yeah. We head for that. The river is not so crooked there. I wouldn't know how many days it took us though. Every day we have to hunt. Yeah. Every day we have to hunt. Rabbits or spruce in, something like that. Although we started with fish from here, you know, dried and frozen. But at battles, then my father gets some flour and tea and sugar. That's for the trip. I don't know whether he had money or not. Because when we get to Cairo, I know he'd buy an outfit again. It was late in the spring, you know, going one way yet. Well, let's get to Coalfoot. We'll skip all this. We'll say this is about 10 days, I think.
From Battles to Coalfoot?
Yes. That's about 80 miles by river. It's just about what we make. We don't lay off. There's nobody to lay up around with anyway. Mm-hmm. But Coalfoot, it was a town at that time. Coal Strike is Myrtle Creek, Slate Creek, Hammer Creek, Coal Creek, if I can remember all of them now. After that, they discover Nolan, that's in Wiseman Creek, you know. Everything from Coalfoot to Wiseman, moved the whole town. More gold up there. And Hammond was a little way from Wiseman. But that's the head of the navigation then. Even with horse cows, they don't pass it, you know. Battles is the fires for stern wheeler. From there, horse. Driven scouts take it over and sled in the winter time. Two horse or four horse team. There were lots of horses when I was raising. Big animals. Yeah. I really liked that. When we get to Coalfoot, there were some Eskimos in there. So we stayed there for a while, I don't know how long. Anyway, before we start over. Go to Myrtle Creek, then go up Slate Creek. Where's the bent?
Right.
Well, it tells you that red thing here.
Mm-hmm.
That, just about where that road is already. Chandler Lake here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, this is the road we take then. Because we cross over South Fork River.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's three branches, I think, but I remember only two. First one is South Fork, next one is Crooked Creek. I don't know if they got it there or not.
South then, Fork right here.
Yeah. The next creek we come to, little south
Sand Ladder.
There's Crooked Creek right there.
Yeah. You find Crooked Creek?
Right there.
Yeah. That's head of South Fork too.
Uh-huh.
But from in there we'll make divide again, another creek. They call it Horse Creek.
Mm.
See, catching me? You in that talk down, they said, yeah.
Mm.
Well, Horse Creek, I got a big boiler, you know, he's right by the road. Well, I stopped my dog, I'm the boss of that sled. Started to admire this thing, you know. I never see a boiler before. It got no house. It's big, and just and keep poking wood in it. And I see it steaming. That I see that big tank of water heating. See, that's how they thaw the frozen ground to get the bedrock. I never know that, but I admire that boiler, you know. Soon hear Mama come and she say, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm looking at this big stove." I tell So we went down Horse Creek over here someplace. We don't go up Sand La Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We cut across on the trail was that way. Across Sand La Lake, then we get on a flat on this side. I don't know how long it took us to go down. Then up around here someplace we found Eskimos from Arctic. We stayed with them a while. And you see, it's not too far from there to Post Carroll. That's where Little Star was. She was mining up here, you see.
Around Carroll.
Lots of gold up here. I think they got it marked in there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was some mining camp up here after, later after I find out.
North
but
part of the Chandler
Lakes? But not in that trip, though. In 1912, I went up this way. But this time we went down to Carroll. That's where I thought I got my pay streak now. I visited that store, you know. A young man was running it. Bag of candy every day. Oh, I was rich now. Mixed candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that didn't last long. Mom marched me down with that full bag and gave it back to the store. She talked. No more. She could say that, you know. Well, that young fella gets scared too, you see. Oh, I lose my candy right there. But anyway, I had good time for a while, till I couldn't eat that bag before I get home, you see. It's a little too much sweet for one time. That's how Mother find out I got bag of candy every day. And we marched down to that poor store man and stopped him right there. I don't know how long we stayed there. But anyway, now here's our Chandler River, Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
We come up this way quite a ways. That's late in spring now. We have to ditch our sled, our winter outfit. Nothing we even threw away our stove. That's what I think, because ever since we started Siwash camp, coming back, you know, then we stopped quite a while down here someplace before we crossed this way.
South of the
Sandlar. Good fishing in there. Grayling. Instead of leave them other Eskimos, but there's lots of us. Big Jim, that's Mom, and his husband, Henry. I didn't know what his name. Call him. Yeah. And his wife, and old Peter, and his dad, and us, and my sister. There's five outfit now. That's what this trip was for, you see. Mother could get lots of fish up this way and feed people. And she wanted the family to stay together, but these people stay over there where money is easier to get. White man money. Not our native food, thing like that. And so, in that river, before we cross, I know we start a pack. No more sled. Walk now. Everybody even, equal. I think our tent turned to dog pack sack from there. Dogs could pack too, you know. It took quite a while before we come over to South Fork again. There's fish and ducks and things like that in there. We stayed there, I don't know how many days again, before we started over to Slate Creek. That's where mining camp is. I know them people. Charlie Young. What that other Charlie name? There was two Charlies in one camp. Another boys with that big boiler, you know. And that boiler come from that steamboat, the Palatna. That's where Mother, yeah. Mother spring, summer camp. And when we get there, we just pass them. We don't know how to work. That is, the men don't try to work a shovel man, you know. Very few people hire people yet them days, unless they got big dump. Winter dump, you know. They gotta have extra help to shovel that dirt in. So they'll wash it out first water. No water unless it rain again. Yeah, let's come back to Coldfoot. From Slate Creek. Big Jim and Henry. Kill one moose back there. So they take some meat to the mining camp. Then we get some white food again that way. Trade. Big bunch of people like this don't last long for one moose, dogs and all. So when we get the call for people who was there, you know, but the scouts is up. Wiseman. Somehow they find out the scouts never come down yet. Scouts always come down to meet the steamer reliance at battles. They don't come down to later on. As soon as scout operator, hire men, he's got to keep them working every day, see? I think the food and everything costs money right there. They're drawing wages and all. And his horse is eating him every day. But when green grass, you know, they just turn the horses loose and they feed themselves out there. It's time to go. That's the time I used to run with them teamsters, what they call teamsters, go get them. Coming down that hill, Lookout Mountain, you'll see. I stay on top of that big animal, you know, hang on to that long fur right there.
Back of his neck.
Yeah. See, if he jumps, stay on top. Fly up and down when that horse jump over. Little creek, you know. I left them hard. One scour, I think, came down. It just passed by. People was waving, you know. We see another scour up there. That one see the waving. It was Billy Glenn. He's a teamster. He's from farm outside, I don't know what state. Just two, three brothers of them, Glenn's. But this Bill was the oldest. At battles, we had school, 1906. is the one Mary, our teacher, you know? Violet Stope. You ever find her name right here?
Who?
Miss Violet Stope.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to be helper of Deaconess Carter, but they didn't get together right after in Yukon. These workmen going to come up this way have to be at Dawson or someplace, you know. No Fairbanks yet them days. So they got mixed up. We had no mission here yet anyway. Next time we got mission, she got different young woman with her, this teacher, Claire May Hines, we call it. Dr. Mary, that one next. Dr. Burke.
Grafton Burke?
Mm-hmm. So. Now we're at Coolfoot. Well, Billy Glenn Land, he saw the waving. He liked native. Because he married our teacher, see? He recognized me right away. I didn't grow very much. Since 1906 to 1909, he was running at them. Him, team of artists hauling wood and freight in winter time. So he took us on. I didn't know how many families. He holler up to another scow and he'd take off and another scow land to pick up the rest of the Eskimos too. Down the battles. This is free, see? That much help we get. We don't pay our way nothing. It's just one run, one day and one night, you know, and drifting. That's the way they do with the scows them days. But the dogs try to make trouble with these horses. That's what they didn't like, you know. They have to steal right dogs all the time. They're tied up all right at these big horses in the sky. Make it a little difficult if they stare around the sky. No motors them days. All big oars or sweep, whatever you call it. That's how they handle the scouts coming down. Poles going up. God, it's wide and long. I used to watch them starting, you know. All slow they go till the horse get out and started towing. Sometimes they didn't have a fair the horses no more. They just walk across the river like this, you know. Bob man had to know what to do up here. His bridle in that tow line, towing cable. When we get to battles, we get to more Eskimos in there from Kobuk. A lot of them take off that spring after school, you know. No more school after that. School moved to down here. Move all the chairs and books, all from the battles.
Moved down to Alakaka?
Moved to here, yeah, Alakaka. I don't know what school they call that up there. Was it public school or territorial school? I wouldn't know. It was miners keeping it up in a way. You know? Would that be territory or public?
I don't know, was it a territory?
Miners furnished the money for teacher. Pay our teacher. And she married one one of the Teamsters Nicks. That's how my name became Oscar. She was Irish. called me after her brother.
What were you called before that?
Huh?
What were you called before she called you Oscar?
Kayak. Pronounce it.
Ayak.
Kayak. It's my true name.
How many people lived in Bettles that time?
I wouldn't know. It was the time in 1906. We got Kubok Town, we call it. Corner of the battles, lower end, all Eskimos in there. No Athabascans, no these people. Eskimos willing to learn more.
How did your family move from the Kobuk to this area?
We had porters over all the time. We could travel winter time. See? And it's better work over here for some people, and some good travelers could trap up John River, Wild Lake, Wild River, North Fork, all that. But lots of men learned how to work for white men too. They became sweep men or bow men. Somehow they understand each other.
Where on the Kobuk were you born?
I was born across here and belong here.
How about your parents?
My mother and dad came over from Kobuk many years ago. I didn't know how much before 98.
What were your parents' names?
Peter Nickton is my dad.
What was his Eskimo name? What was his Eskimo name?
Nickton. That's what I'm using now.
How about your mom?
Tikichok. No English name. Easy to pronounce and easy to spell.